The shutdown video was filmed on location in a disused power station in Milton Keynes. This is one of my favourite shots coming up at the start, where the camera tracks around us all headbanging in time, and then close-ups of each individual member. I think it really sets the scene. Obviously it was a disused power station, so there wasn't really any heat anywhere. It was absolutely freezing, so in between takes we had to keep running into the trailer to try and warm up, because the treatment was us playing in our stage clothes, which is always t-shirts. It was so dirty everywhere on the floor that every time we stamped on the ground like that, there was these plumes of dust coming up and everyone's shoes were filthy. So this poor girl's job was to run around and mop up the floor with a wet mop so that dust didn't go everywhere. I think the location of the video was absolutely perfect. We were looking for somewhere that was in between Matrix and Brazil, and I think we really captured that. I really like all the extra subtle touches that went into this video, the fading in and out sections and the lighting, the speed time, the dirty text sections. I really think it captures what Pitch Shifter was all about, you know, to mangle imagery and sound. There's a funny bit coming up where they wanted one section of me not playing where I stare at the camera, and for some reason they tried to make me look really hard. I have no idea why. Artistic license. I think it's a great video though, you know, it really captures the energy of the band, and it's got a great look and it's not pretentious, and as a band you can't really ask for more. There's your little Matrix bullet time section, which wasn't actually done in bullet time at all, we all just stood really still. This is the weird trippy bridge middle eight section where I look at myself climbing up a rope. It's just one of those trippy bits in a video that don't really mean anything. We did about 45 takes of that till my arms were shaking, I couldn't hold my body up. There's a section here where I look like I'm falling off the rope. It's because I am falling off the rope. I just couldn't hold on to it any longer. I just fell right off it. I remember now, on the day of this shoot, we did about 3 magazine interviews and photo shoots, and we met some competition winners, and all kinds of stuff was going on. We started at 6 a.m. and we ended at midnight again. I think they filmed this next section really well when it goes into the last chorus. There's a lot of slow-mo and text blurring, and the focus fades in and out. At one point you can see the veins bulging in my neck in slow-mo. All that crazy camera work really adds to the tension of the piece, Mark's dreads in slow motion, and then Jimmy off smashing his guitar up. The company that made that guitar proudly presented it to us on set, and then we smashed it up in front of their eyes.